This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress to ask its local chapters to select candidates for the local polls in province number 2. Chairpersons of parliamentary committees say faulty policy is the main reason behind the failure to deliver output. And a magnitude 7 quake strikes southwest China, 7 people reported dead so far. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Speaker of the Legislature Parliament, Unsari Kharti, have held discussion regarding contemporary political issues. In the meeting held yesterday at the President's office, Sital Niwas, President Bhandari also inquired with the Speaker about the status of different bills tabled in the Parliament. Nepali Congress has decided to ask for the party's local chapters to recommend candidates to contest the local elections in province number 2 by coming August 13. This decision was made by the Central Work Execution Committee yesterday. According to party's Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel, a directive has also been issued to the local units of the party to recommend the candidates for the local election. The meeting chaired by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sarbadu Dewa also discussed about contemporary politics, including the third phase of local polls. The meeting also decided to demand with the government to give temporary teachers an opportunity to contest the exams conducted by the Teachers Service Commission and a golden handshake for those who fail the examination. Chairpersons of various legislature parliament committees have said Nepal's prioritization of infrastructure development failed in providing output because of the faulty process of government in formulating policy and programs. During a program organized by the Media Center yesterday, they said the provision of parliamentary committee is imperative for a functioning parliamentary system and the monitoring made by the parliamentary committee cannot be ignored by the government. Finance Committee Chairman Prakash Jwala said the parliamentary committees have significant role on development activities. Public Accounts Committee Chairperson Dor Prasad Upadhyay said his committee is effortful to curb irregularities facing infrastructure development in the country. Coordinator of Consumer Rights Protection Subcommittee Subhash Chandra Thakuri shared that his committee has recommended strict regulation and monitoring in various sectors to ensure quality products and timely supply and control black marketing. On the occasion, Auditor General Tankamani Sharma said auditing of all bodies in the district will be conducted in an efficient manner. Chairman of CPN Maoist Center Pushpa Kamal Dahal has reiterated that time has come to reform the electoral system because their recent experience has shown that only people with money are getting elected. He said an accommodative election system will ensure the opportunity for all classes and regions to get elected, adding that change in election system is imperative to guarantee participation and victory of poor and oppressed. During an orientation program to his party, organized by his party, for leaders of province number 3, Chairman Dahal argued that nearly 40 to 50 million rupees is needed to win a rural municipality post. He said this is not a joke, it means those unable to manage a square meal are unable to win election despite having confidence and leadership skills. Dahal said only fully proportional election system can curb the financial irregularities that surface during the election. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक
100 रुपैयाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपैयाँमा त 850 MB साच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपैयाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal has decided not to participate in the election in status quo. The Central Committee meeting of the party concluded that it is worthless to take part in the election until the government implements the three-point agreement signed with the party. Minister for Information and Communications Mohan Bahadur Basnet said since the government has decided to upgrade Radio Nepal and Nepal Television as public service broadcast institutions, it is necessary to move ahead by preparing apt plans and implement them effectively. Speaking at an interaction program organized by Nepal Television on Nepal Television in Federal Nepal yesterday, Minister Busnes said the ministry is ready to provide any sort of support in implementing the public service broadcast plans. Minister for Energy Mahendra Bahadur Sahi has said that there will be no power outage in the country even during the coming winter season. Speaking at a press meet held yesterday, Minister Sahi, however, said problems could arise if the tendency to stop hydropower projects from coming into operation and obstruction in the construction of transmission lines continues. The energy ministers claim that the government is working to put an end to power cuts even in the industrial sector from this winter season. He emphasized on the need for foreign direct investment as domestic sources alone are not sufficient for construction of big and multi-purpose hydropower projects. Chief Justice Gopal Parajuli has expressed his confidence that the rule of law in the country will be further consolidated if the law profession is made dignified. Addressing a program jointly organized by the High Court Bar and District Bar Association to felicitate him, Chief Justice Parajuli said, "Delivering justice will be made easier with better understanding of the role of bar and bench," informing that preparation is on full swing to promote a dozen legal practitioners to senior legal practitioners. The Chief Justice assured that the selection will be carried out, adopting due process and methods. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Southwest China's Sichuan province has been hit by a 7-magnitude earthquake. Although the Chinese media put the earthquake to be of 7-magnitude, U.S. Geological Survey has stated it to be 6.5 magnitude. According to Xinhua report, 7 people have been killed and more than 88 have been injured in the jolt that struck the remote area of Sichuan last night. Meanwhile, Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for an all-out effort to rapidly organize relief work and rescue the injured people after the quake. North Korea says it is considering missile strikes near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam just hours after President Donald Trump threatened Pyongyang with fire and fury. The North's official news agency said it is mulling a plan to fire medium to long-range rockets around Guam, where U.S. strategic bombers are based. The statement marks a sharp rise in rhetoric between the two countries. The U.N. recently approved further economic sanctions against the country. President Trump's comments followed a media report that claimed the North had made a nuclear warhead small enough to fit inside its missiles. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 29.6 degrees Celsius, minimum of 21 degrees Celsius, relative humidity 98% and average rainfall 10.5 millimeters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Nepali Congress to ask its local chapters to select candidates for the local polls in province 2. Chairpersons of parliamentary committees say faulty policies the main reason behind the failure to deliver output. And a 7-magnitude quake strike southwest China, 7 people reported dead so far. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.